I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We're going to see sunshine today and a high near 89 degrees. State lawmakers are due back in Springfield tomorrow to see if they can end the state's budget impasse. Except with no deal in sight, it's not yet clear what they'll be doing during the 10-day special session. Tony Arnold has the latest on the state budget stalemate.
Senate Democrats have already passed a budget without Republican support. Senate President John Cullerton says that plan used Republican Governor Bruce Rauner's own ideas as a guide.
We actually have a bipartisan work product. They just didn't vote for it.
Now, GOP leaders have their own proposal that calls for a temporary four-year hike in the income tax, though they haven't officially filed their tax plan. Cullerton says he won't give the plan a hearing until Republicans put their names on the tax hike bill. There's also a big question over what plan House Democrats will support. I'm Tony Arnold.
And ahead of that special session, many Democrats are being attacked in a new TV ad campaign from Governor Bruce Rauner. The commercial says, quote, Madigan's puppets blocked the budget, end quote. The ad does not mention that Rauner himself blocked Senate attempts at the bipartisan grand bargain. Senate President John Cullerton points out Democrats passed their budget anyway without Rauner's participation.
So for the third year in a row, in May, instead of working on a budget, he's doing commercials seriously. So that he can say that we failed to pass him a budget.
Cullerton made his remarks on the Sunday Spin on WGN Radio. Democratic candidate for Governor Scott Drury is voicing his frustrations with his own party as a key part of his campaign. The state representative is the only Democrat that didn't vote for Michael Madigan to be House Speaker. Madigan's also the chairman of the Illinois Democratic Party, and Drury says the Illinois Democratic Party is about winning at any cost. Other Democrats running in that race include J.B. Pritzker, Chicago Alderman Amaya Pawar, T.O. Hardeman, Chris Kennedy, Bob Diber, and State Senator Daniel Biss. A progress report filed in federal court shows the state's child welfare agency has slowly made incremental improvements, but concerns linger about the impact of the state's budget impasse and a revolving door of leadership at DCFS. The American Civil Liberties Union of Illinois and outside experts are monitoring progress at DCFS in several areas, including helping children with psychological, emotional, and behavioral problems. A 300-page report filed this month covers February through March. It's part of a long-time consent decree aimed at improving care. Attorneys are expected back in court today for a hearing on that progress. Outside experts worry improvements will be hindered if the impasse continues, and by the resignation of Director George Sheldon, the sixth DCFS leader since 2013. We've got sunshine in the forecast today and a high near 89 degrees. Tonight looks clear, a low of 67, and tomorrow sunny with a high of 91. I'm Jennifer Fuller.